So thank you for allowing me to speak through you in this way. And I realize if others were to listen to this audio, then perhaps it might sound strange to hear a man channeling the words of a being that when I walked upon this earth I was in female form, and I am known to many throughout the whole world as Mary Magdalene. And as many of you know, there was a point many, many hundreds of years ago now, going back to 300 or 400 years after the passing of Christ, Yeshua, my beloved, that I was changed and transformed in how I was presented to the world, and was presented in a light that was intended to denigrate my value, my worth. And I would like to speak today about who I was and am still, and the journey that I walked with Yeshua. So perhaps you don't know, but I was an initiate in Egypt. I was a priestess in the temples of Isis, and I was deeply dedicated to her wisdom, to her teachings. And not only dedicated to her, but in place of remembrance, through all my studies, through all my practice over many years in Egypt, through the benefit of many incarnations of working to purify the path that I was walking, was able in that lifetime to achieve the final revelation, and not just as concept, but as lived absolute truth, that I was one with Isis, that Isis and I were the same, that there was no separation between I and she. And so I lived from that place of remembrance of my divine nature, and all that I did was in remembrance of that. And when I first met Jesus, in that first moment of glimpsing, seeing him, I was also able to see how he was at that same level of perception, of understanding, of that union with Godhead that he had achieved. And so he was in union with God, and I was in union with Goddess, and both of us were fully surrendered to the truth of that in our incarnation. We no longer doubted, we no longer fell from standing in that place of greatest realization. And so when we came together and met, we both already knew instantly there was a great work we were to do. There was a magnetic attraction that pulled us together and that neither of us could deny. And perhaps it sounds strange to hear this, but Jesus came to the Isis temple to learn, and he had been called to there. He had followed that divine guidance from his God to go to that temple to receive of the teachings there. And myself and others within the temple were immediately able to see the level from which he operated from, and how, whilst we initiated him, he needed only the initiation to receive of the immediate remembrance. And in many ways, it was a remembrance not of God, but of his union with Goddess. And I came to become the one that was able to lead him through many of those initiations. And some of those were done within the temple with other members of our community. And the love that we held spanned so many levels. So yes, there was the human dimension in both of us that fell in love as one would as a romantic couple. And yet we both also had the eyes to see the other planes of reality. So to see how that love was the fuel that could carry both of us into a union of God and Goddess in the divine union, the great divine union, the great divine remembrance. And so we journeyed also as tantric partners. We made love, we healed, we opened one another. We reminded one another in every moment of all the aspects that had moments of forgetting, and we were able to carry one another together into the greatest love. The greatest love that had been experienced on planet Earth for a long time. And that was a love that celebrated the divine in each and every moment, that danced in the eyes of God in each and every moment, that offered up the body of these two holy lovers upon the altar of our sacrifice. We offered our everything, our souls, upon the altar of that divine remembrance. And as we kept on offering all of that up to the God and the Goddess that we so knew to be true, what rained down from above was golden heavenly blessings, and they showered us when we were alone in bed with one another. They showered us when we walked through the streets. They showered upon us as we worked in the temple, as we helped to heal the people that came, and to invite them to return to their own remembrance of their own direct connection with God, Goddess. So let me just speak a little of that divine lovemaking. It was a lovemaking that welcomed every single aspect of our most divine self and our most human. And it loved every single part. And so as we made love physically, at times memories, moments from this life or past lives would arise, or even memories and moments from other people's lives would arise into the field of our lovemaking, and we would breathe and love them and be with them and cry with them and heal with them and return again and again to love, a greater and greater ever expanding love that was able to open and welcome all of them. And yes, at times we of course circulated energy through our bodies. We worked with the Ankh circulation practices. We worked with the cross as well. It's a very powerful force that also opens the heart, that also connects to God, that also connects to the earth. We both knew how to circulate such powerful energies through our bodies, and at points it was hard to discern who was healing who. Was I healing my beloved, or was my beloved healing me? Or were the great God and Goddess healing both of us? Or were we simply united through all of the planes? And actually that became the union, the holy union. And in that, as we surrendered more and more to that grace of allowing everything, of allowing sexual energy to move, of allowing every part of our body to be touched and loved and opened and felt and breathed with, we explored everything with the kind of playful innocence that one at times sees in children. And so we played with our sexuality in a way that was utterly beyond even the notion of sin. Because how could two lovers ever sin when they are both in such a field of love? Every act, every gesture coming from love. Every touch, every kiss on any part of the body filled with love. No part lesser than any other part. And so everything was allowed because the very notion of sin was outside of the door. It was with the small mind, and we were in the remembrance of the big mind, and the big mind knew that there was never any sin or any missing of the mark when we were loving whilst in remembrance of the all, and how even our most human parts coming through and desiring the flesh, desiring the physical union, even that too was so precious and holy. And it too was a doorway through to God, because all the channels were open. And so by opening our sex centers to one another, and of course all the chakras are open, as we've both done so much to purify ourselves on all the levels, and so the sexual energy was generated very powerfully, and of course it would unite at the level of the heart, and of course it would unite at the level of the crown, and of course it would unite with God. So it all became prayer, it all became a circular movement of breathing into the union, remembering all that we were in all of our lives, throughout all time, throughout all space, throughout all dimensions. And so at times the lovemaking would go from the most physical, the most carnal, the most earthy, the most grounded, the most passionate as two humans could know, and it would rise from that into the most loving, the most tender, open-winged hearts, and hearts that would not just open to one another, but would open and open and keep opening, so that we would send these open hearts out to the whole city, or we would send these hearts out to the whole country, or we would send these hearts out as far as we could imagine, to touch to the furthest stars.